Over the next several months, millions of Americans will receive tax rebate checks from the federal government. The rebates are up to $300 for single filers, up to $600 for those filing jointly. They're part of the Bush administration's $1.35 trillion tax cut package. Also included in the revised tax code are some big breaks for parents who are saving for their children's education. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Government-sponsored education savings plans change a lot under the new tax laws. Known by the somewhat unappealing name of 529 plans, these powerful investment tools allow parents or a rich relative to contribute up to $100,000 to help pay for a child's college. Previously, earnings withdrawn from 529 plans were taxed at the child's rate. But under the new law, all earnings will be tax-free. Joseph Hurley is author of the book The Best Way to Save for College. He also runs a website that rates the plans. Hurley anticipates the rule changes will make 529 plans much more appealing.
They're certainly a better deal now. They were a good deal. You were able to get the income taxed to your child or other beneficiary, and typically, you know, they would be in a low tax bracket, so you benefited from that. But you really can't beat total tax exemption. And that's what we have now under the new tax law for the distributions that you receive starting next year in 2002.
There are several different types of 529 plans offered by states. Prepaid tuition plans let parents lock in future tuition costs. Another kind of 529 plan gives parents a market basket of mutual funds or bonds to invest in, and they can be started with very little money, $50 a month or less in many cases. Another big change under the new tax law involves what are known as education IRAs. These weren't used much in the past because, with a contribution limit of $500, they didn't allow families to save very much. But starting next year, the maximum annual contribution will be $2,000. Like a 529 plan, earnings will be tax-free. However, unlike those plans, parents will also be able to use money from education IRAs to pay for private school expenses.
With the education IRA, under the new tax law, that it will be able to be used for elementary and secondary school expenses starting next year. So anyone who's looking to perhaps send their kid to a private school really should be looking at an education IRA as a way to save for that.
But some liberal critics don't like the fact the Bush administration is allowing education IRAs to be used to pay for private school. They say it amounts to a backdoor voucher system and will only encourage parents to abandon the public school system. Still, even public school parents can benefit from these accounts. That's because money withdrawn from an education IRA can be used to pay for a computer or internet access during a child's school years. Thomas Wolanin is a senior associate with the Institute for Education Policy, a nonprofit think tank that deals with issues affecting post-secondary education. He feels many of the tax breaks under the new law will go to parents who would send their kids to college anyway.
These tax benefits are certainly politically popular. They're popular with the middle-income families who benefit from them. But I don't think the taxpayer, and I don't think the country, gets anything for their money.
Experts warn even parents who can afford to invest toward their children's education want to be sure they won't need the money for other things. Mark Luscombe is with CCH, an Illinois-based firm that works with businesses to provide tax and pension information.
If you put money in now and then you need that money before you need it for education and take it out for other purposes, you not only face a tax on the income, but also a possible penalty up to 10% of the amount withdrawn. So people would be well advised for the money they put into these education accounts to basically be pretty comfortable with the fact that they're going to be able to keep that there for education purposes.
Finally, parents need to be aware that, like other investments tied to the stock market, 529 plans and education IRAs don't automatically appreciate. Over the past year, many college savings plans have actually lost money. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.